The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about various entertainment venues occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And today we're going to start off talking about an event at Red Hat Amphitheater. The St. Paul and the Broken Bones will be back. After a shortened session on Saturday night, band together North Carolina's headliner, St. Paul and the Broken Bones announced they will perform again in Raleigh in August. The concert was shortened when Paul Janeway, lead singer of the group, had health issues. St. Paul and the Broken Bones will perform on August 29th at Red Hat Amphitheater. Tickets for the show will be on sale at a later date. Tickets for the June 1st concert will be honored on the new date. Proceeds will benefit Band Together's nonprofit partner, the Interfaith Food Shuttle. So far, more than $1 million has been raised this year. All right, that once again, St. Paul and the Broken Bones will be back August 29th. Let's switch gears a little bit to Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Thursday through Saturday, June 13th through the 15th, it's Dan Cummins, the Happy Murder Tour. Dan is a stand-up vet whose goofy autobiographical style of comedy has made him a favorite in clubs around the country. Friday through Sunday, June 21st through the 23rd, the Plastic Cup Boys. The guys have toured the world as the opening act for megastars like Kevin Hart, and now they're set to take the comedy world by storm. Known for their outrageous sketches and impressions, the Plastic Cup Boys are quickly becoming one of the hottest acts in comedy. Thursday through Saturday, June 27th through the 29th, it is Kurt Brownler. Kurt is the host of the popular The K-Ole with Kurt Brownler podcast on the Nerdist Network and is the former host of anti-game show Bunk. At the Raleigh Improv, upcoming shows. Of course, the Improv is on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday, June 13th, it is Vic DiBattista. DiBattista. Never get that right. An incredibly powerful performer, Vic churns energy, honesty, and humanity into nonstop laughter. Friday through Sunday, June 14th through the 16th, Jay Moore, comedian, actor, radio host, and best-selling author. Jay has been performing stand-up comedy since he was 16 years old. Thursday through Sunday, June 20th through the 23rd, Ismo started his comedy career in 2002 in Finland and achieved overnight success. He made his U.S. debut in 2014 at a competition hosted by the Laugh Factory in Hollywood, where he won the title of the funniest person in the world. Friday, June 21st, it's Michael Rapaport. Michael's an American actor and comedian who has appeared in over 60 films since the early 1990s. Thursday through Saturday, June 27th through the 29th, Steve Byrne. He's risen through the ranks of the comedy world to become one of the industry's most innovative and sought-after performers. He has evolved throughout the years into an extremely versatile entertainer that delivers on a day-to-day basis. All right, let's check out the lineup for North Hills, and it's Beach Music, Midtown Beach Music Series. Of course, they're all on Thursdays. in the evening from 6 until 9. June 13th, Too Much Sylvia. June 20th, North Tower. June 27th, Steve Owens and Summertime. July 11th, The Entertainers. July 18th, Chairman of the Board. July 25th, Blackwater Band. August 1st, Band of Oz. August 8th, Sleeping Booty. And August 15th, Liquid Pleasure. All right, the lineup at Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Saturday, June 15th, The Monty, Stuff Hits the Fan. We've all been there. Things are going as fine as wine when life throws you a curveball and stuff hits the fan. No need to cry over it. Not every life experience requires a commemorative tattoo. We just put one foot in front of the other, keep things moving, and if we're really cool, we make a story of the whole mess and share it with a few hundred of our closest friends on the Monty stage. We all love hearing about someone else's epic stuff storm. And now is your chance to hear five of them in the row. Saturday, June 15th at Carolina Theater. Wednesday, June 19th, it is Steve Earle and the Dukes. Steve's latest album, Guy, is comprised of songs written by one of Earle's two primary songwriting mentors, the legendary Guy Clark. Friday, June 21st, Maria Bamford. Maria is the creator and star of Maria Bamford, the special, and of the cult hit web series, The Maria Bamford Show. Saturday, June 22nd, Quiet No More, a choral celebration of Stonewall. This event celebrates the 50th anniversary of the 1969 Stonewall Uprising, the catalyst for the modern LGBTQ plus movement for civil rights and the inspiration for the annual celebration of LGBTQ plus pride. Thursday, June 27th at Carolina Theater, Dwight Yoakam. Dwight has sold more than 25 million albums worldwide, and he is a 21-time nominated multiple Grammy Award winner. Monday, July 15th at Carolina Theater, Lela James. Lela James has already conquered the R&B world after releasing six critically acclaimed albums, hitting number one on Billboard's Top 10 Hip Hop and R&B Artist to Watch charts with her smash hit, Don't Want You Back. Here's one I slipped past on the sheet. Wednesday and Thursday, July 10 and 11, it is Rennie Harris Funkified, a multimedia work that celebrates funk music and street dance of the 1970s, set against the landscape of a video montage of African-American communities of that era. And Wednesday, July 17th, is Trey Anastasio, Between Me and My Mind. This is a Fletcher Hall film event, one night only. A few minutes into this intimate look at the creative process of founding Phish guitarist and vocalist Trey Anastasio, it is clear that he is exploding with his unique brand of songwriting and creativity. All right, up next, we're going to look at some of the festivals around North Carolina. The North Carolina Blueberry Festival is June 14th and 15th. This is held annually in the community of Burgaw and attracts more than 30 million people. The North Carolina Rhododendron Festival is June 21st through the 23rd. This is in Bakersville. It includes a pageant, craft fair, live music, a 10K, and classic cars. Looking ahead to July, the Festival for the Eno, that's July 4th and 6th. Christmas in July, July 6th, held in the historic town of West Jefferson. China Grove Farmers Day is July 20th. This annual event includes hundreds of vendors, music, live entertainment, and fireworks. The North Carolina Peach Festival is July 19 and 20 in Candor, and it includes cooking contests, a parade, and live music. The North Carolina Watermelon Festival in Fair Bluff is July 19th through the 21st, and the North Carolina Watermelon Festival in Murfreesboro is July 31st through August 4th. Okay, upcoming audio description events in Raleigh and Cary, Friday, June 14th, Bright Star University Theater event at NC State's Thompson Hall. Literary editor Alice Murphy meets a young soldier just home from World War II, awakening a longing for the child she once lost. Haunted by their unique connection, Alice sets out on a journey to understand her past. Propelled by beautiful bluegrass melodies, Southern family secrets are revealed and lives transformed in this sweeping Tony Award-nominated and Drama Desk Award-winning musical tale of love and redemption set in North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains in the 1920s and 40s. The performance is set for 7:30. Sunday, June 16th, Caroline or Change, Justice Theater Project, set in 1963 Louisiana. This is a provocative story of political change, social change, and pocket change. While Martin Luther King Jr. preaches and demonstrators march, Caroline, an African-American single mom of four, is underground in the basement of her employer's home, where nothing ever changes, but change is coming. Curtain goes up at 3:30. Then Saturday, July 20th, First Man. This is an outdoor movie event at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Discover the truth behind the headlines in this biopic depicting the career of Neil Armstrong from Project Gemini to the historic Apollo 11 moon landing. Armstrong suffered hardship and tragedy before his triumphant giant leap for mankind took him into legend. Movie starts at 9 p.m. Saturday, July 27th, it is Annie. This is a North Carolina theater event, and it's at Memorial Auditorium. The performance is at 2. Also on the audio described listing for today, Saturday, August 10th, the Dude Abides movie party plus the Big Lebowski, another outdoor movie event at the North Carolina Museum of Art. The Dude still abides in this cult favorite from the Coen brothers. Jeffrey Lebowski, played by Jeff Bridges, is assaulted by home invaders who have mistaken his identity. The crime draws Lebowski and his social circle of eccentrics into an escalating series of bizarre events. There is a pre-movie party from 6:30 to 8:30, and then the movie starts at 9 o'clock. All right, let's look at some of the Carolina music festivals happening around the state. Now through August 17th, the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival. This is the Summer Institute for classical music students age 14 and older. They present some 50 concerts throughout the 9-week festival, showcasing nationally recognized artists and centers 3 orchestras. The Independence Day concert at Whittington Full Open Air Auditorium features live canons during the 1812 Overture. Festival sites for this festival, Brevard Music Center, and nearby venues. June 13th through the 15th, Willow Oak Park Bluegrass Festival. This is in Roxboro. Mike and Debbie Wilson, longtime partners with John Menace at the Bass Mountain Bluegrass Festival, carry on the tradition of family bluegrass shows at their own venue. In addition to stage shows, the festival will present workshops, storytelling, and a jamming tent during the day. Festival site is Willow Oak Park. June 14th through the 16th, Grover Fest. This is in Union Grove. The festival presents local and East Coast bands representing music genres from across the board for an all-ages event. The festival also presents a variety of visual art, food vendors, workshops, and more. The festival's site is Fiddler's Grove, and the event is now in its 13th year. June 14th through the 16th as well as Fab Fest. This is Charlotte's Beatles Festival. Organizers say the weekend celebration will be unlike anything previously staged in the Southeast. It is to include two evening concerts and 2 days of live music, speakers, and activities like trivia contests, art contests, and sing-alongs. Festival sites, Fairfield by Marriott and Night Theater. June 15th, it's Bluff Mountain Festival in Hot Springs. The free all-acoustic show presents bluegrass and more, including cloggers, a silent auction, raffle, and art and food vendors at the festival site, which is Hot Springs Resort and Spa. June 21st through the 23rd is the North Carolina Hip Hop Festival in Durham. The event bills itself as the state's largest festival showcasing hip-hop and R&B from around the world. It is to present 21 bands on 4 stages, as well as breakouts, panels, production seminars, and demonstrations. Festival site is downtown Durham. June 21st through the 23rd as well, Cape Fear Blues Festival. That's in Wilmington. The annual festival, presented by the Cape Fear Blues Society, features local, regional, and national acts. This is the 24th year. The festival sites, the Rusty Nail and Finkelstein Music. June 21st through the 23rd, State Annual Singing Convention. This is in Benson. The 93-year-old Gospel Singing Competition presents the previous year's winners Friday, nationally recognized recording acts in concert Saturday evening, as well as competitions Saturday and Sunday. Festival site is the Benson Singing Grove. June 22nd, Shagging at the Blowing Rock. This, of course, in the community of Blowing Rock. Building on the success of its September Blowing Rock Music Festival, which debuted in 2014, the famous mountain tourist attraction inaugurated its Beach Music Festival in August 2017. In addition to music, there are food concessions, and patrons may bring coolers in as well. Festival site, the Blowing Rock. June 22nd, Sirens on the Mountain. This is in the community of Todd. In addition to music intended to celebrate women, the festival presents an artisan village with visual artists, craftspeople, and healing artists. The festival site is the New River Barn. Also June 22nd, Blueberry Music Festival in Bunn. Volmer Farm, a fifth-generation family farm in Franklin County, celebrates the June 25th birthday of farmer Russ Volmer with local bands, blueberries, a blueberry pie eating contest, beer and wine, including a blueberry sangria, food trucks, cooking demonstrations, kayaking, and more. The festival site is Volmer Farm. June 22nd through the 27th, Eastern Music Festival, Greensboro and Points West. The festival trains aspiring musicians between the ages of 14 and 22. The festival site, or sites rather, is Guilford College and other venues. June 23rd, it's Singing on the Mountain. This is in Linville. The day-long sing at the base of Grandfather Mountain is the oldest ongoing old-time gospel convention left in the southern Appalachians. Festival site, McRae Meadows, Grandfather Mountain. June 29th through August 3rd, it is an Appalachian Summer Festival. This is in Boone. The festival is a multi- and interdisciplinary arts festival, presenting and producing programs in music, theater, dance, film, and visual arts. It's in its 35th year. The festival site is Appalachian State University and nearby venues. Finally, July 4th and 6th, it's the Festival for the Eno. This is in Durham. Noted as one of the premier Independence Day celebrations, the festival presents about 65 acts on four stages, plus about 100 art and craft vendors, food, and a variety of other entertainment and hands-on activities. The festival site is West Point at Eno City Park. All right, Duke University's Music in the Gardens. The concerts are held at Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesdays at 7. Coming up, June 12th, H.C. McIntyre. Whether carving out a progressive folk niche in the rootsy trio Mount Moriah or moonlighting in indie rock darling Angel Olsen's touring band, McIntyre stands out as one of Americana's most gifted and unique artists. June 19th, it's Joan Shelley with Nathan Salzberg, first cultivating a national profile with 2014's exemplary Electric Ursa. Joan Shelley continues to lure listeners into her musical world. June 26th, Duke University's Music in the Gardens, Bedouin, drawing on as well as contributing to a rich folk music tradition, Asniv Korjian brings a diasporic knowingness to the rich and rewarding songs recorded under her Bedouin moniker. July 10th at Music in the Gardens at Duke University, Jake Xerxes Fussell and Band. The son of a prominent folklorist, Fussell learned the music of his home region firsthand at his father's side, building up a vast knowledge base about the sounds native to the Georgia-Alabama border. And finally, July 17th, Cedric Burnside, part of an outstanding multi-generational music birthright that includes his father, Calvin Jackson, and genre-pioneering grandfather, R.L. Burnside. Cedric literally grew up in the blues, living in his patriarch's home for much of his youth without the benefit of running water. The drummer absorbed the wonder and woe of the genre, his upbringing uniquely suiting him for the subject matter. All right, North Carolina Museum of Art, here's their summer concert schedule. Friday, June 14th, it is Steep Canyon Rangers with Chatham Rabbits. Then that concert is from 8 to 11. Saturday, June 22nd, Trampled by Turtles with Deer Tick. That's 7:30 to 10:30. Tuesday, July 2nd, Courtney Barnett, 8 to 11. Saturday, July 13th, Andrew Bird with special guest Tiff Merritt. And that concert is from 8 until 11. Tuesday, July 23rd, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers with Amos Lee. That is 7:30 to 10:30. Saturday, July 27th, John Butler Trio with Trevor Hall from 8 to 11. Wednesday, August 7th, an evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band, and that also is from 8 to 11. Now, of course, there are other dates for concerts, but I wanted to take a look at some of the upcoming weeks for the summer films at the North Carolina Museum of Art, held on select Fridays and Saturdays through September 21st. Friday, June 28th, Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. This is at 9 o'clock. It's rated PG. Saturday, June 29th, Movie Party with Bohemian Rhapsody at 6:30. That's rated PG-13. Good movie. Friday, July 19th, Movie Party with The Lego Movie 2, the second part. That's at 6:30, rated PG. Saturday, July 20th, which we talked about a bit earlier, First Man, 50th anniversary of the moon landing. That's at 9 o'clock, and it's rated PG-13. And showing on Friday, August 2nd, Alien. And believe it or not, it is the 40th anniversary. The film starts at 9, and that one is rated R. And North Carolina will have a presence at the Americana Festival in Nashville this coming September. American Music or Americana Music Association Executive Director Jed Hilly said the 20th annual Americana Fest, planned September 10th through the 15th in Nashville, will feature two nights devoted to North Carolina music. Now, this partnership is part of the Come Here North Carolina initiative, which aims to spotlight the state's roots in Americana music. September is a busy month, of course, for music in this area. Remember, we've got the Hopscotch Music Festival coming up in downtown Raleigh, and that is September 5th through the 7th. Again, Hopscotch Music Festival. Then it's the World of Bluegrass, which includes conferences and a festival. That's September 24th through the 28th in downtown Raleigh. And, of course, the Art of Cool Festival, which is September 27th through the 29th in Durham. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.